and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey, and I feel a bit, I won't say ashamed about this first story, but I feel sort of like I really should have known that, and why the heck didn't I? In that I've always been a bit environmentally conscious and used to drive my family crazy about you can recycle this and you can't recycle that, and why do you constantly keep putting bottles in the trash and like paper products with food waste on them, and my poor family, but also poor me, because I had to tell them repeatedly and they still didn't listen. But anyways, I was always very environmental, and I actually had an environmentally based major, and yet somehow did not know what Earth Overshoot Day was until recently, when I saw it on social media and people were talking about it and how terrible it was that it's so early. And I'm just like, Earth, what now? Because Earth Day, I think, it's like, wait, Earth Day is back. We already passed Earth Day. That was back in, what the heck is Earth Overshoot Day? It almost sounds like a sci-fi or a video game something that I think I'm confusing with Overwatch. I'm just like, Earth Overshoot. So I had to look that up. And it turns out that Earth Overshoot Day, not a holiday, but we tend to talk of it that way, is the day when the people of Earth have seemed to have used more resources than the planet can renew with. So that's like if you've ever heard of the term carbon footprint, it's a bit that sort of thing of, you know, where there's often, we use a lot more resources than we think we do, because they're often in indirect ways. We're not, you know, necessarily every day going out and chopping down a tree for firewood, but turning on the light switch uses resources, taking a shower uses resources, etc. And as the population grows, we use more and more. And as, you know, quote unquote quality of life grows, we use more and more. So this year, the Earth Overshoot Day was August 1st. And this is a day it can move depending on what we're using. This is the earliest day it's ever been since people started tracking it, which I saw one graphic that made it look like we've been tracking it since about the 70s. And the graphics for Earth Overshoot Day are actually quite amazing, because a lot of them are basically done in circles to signify the Earth and or clocks. But you start seeing these bars that circle around. The one that was tracking it since the 70s had different major bars. And you start seeing that, you know, when they were back in the 70s, these were much closer to the end of the year. And as we're getting there, we're going farther and farther around the circle. It's like, yeah, that's not necessarily a good thing. And then there were a number of sources that made a graphic showing how different countries, the country overshoot days, because of course the Earth Overshoot Day comes from sort of the average of everyone in the country, but not all countries have the same sort of carbon footprint. So there was, if it was just everyone lived the way the average American would, I think our country's overshoot day is somewhere in like the middle of March. The earliest overshoot day is Qatar, which overshoots back in February. And then the latest is like Pakistan, I think, which doesn't overshoot till nearly Christmas. And it's just like, wow. That is a vast difference there in terms of the way people live. And there are others that decided, rather than showing it in overshoot days, put it in terms of like how many Earths it would take if everyone lived like whatever. So for the US, it's 4 or 5 something. Like if everyone lived the way we did, we'd need 4 or 5 Earths to have all the resources to do that. For Qatar, it's, I don't even remember what number. And for Pakistan, it's like less than a half. And I'm just like, what? Wow. And I know some people, when they were talking about this on social media, it's like, how can you overshoot the resources in a year? Wouldn't we all like die from, you know, no water or whatever? That's not exactly how it works. Because a number of these resources, it's more resources than we can, you know, use in a year. But for a good number of them, we're using up stores. These are things that have been stored over the case of a number of years, decades, centuries, depending on what it is. And now we're taking it out in the same way like oil. Oil takes a long time to actually make. You can't just, you know, not that we have dinosaurs, but if you buried a dinosaur in the ground, you would not have oil like next year. That's not how that works. So we're, you know, digging into stores much faster than those stores can renew themselves. And people are probably deservedly so freaking out a little about this. And along with, you know, really strange, what used to be once in a century, but now keeps happening, you know, repeatedly in a decade of weather events and higher temperature records like every summer. And again, I live in Northern California and not like in the Bay part of Northern California. So I hate the summer. So I'm just like, yes, I know it's every summer we get hotter. I know it's every summer yet another terrible California fire as we currently have. And I'm just like, is anyone really surprised? Like, I feel like this whole, oh, this is the hottest temperature we've ever, it's like, yeah, but when you, the hottest temperature ever was just like last year and not like 1924 is the last time it was this hot. I won't say I'm not as affected. I'm kind of upset, but I'm just like, it seems not as big a news and more of a, well, yeah, duh, sort of situation. I know it's just going to get hotter and more droughts and more fires. And again, every summer, to the point that I was very frustrated, even back my freshman year in college, when people who were not from the area were like, oh, it's so hot in September, or, oh, I hate when it's raining. And I'm just like, okay, A, it's much hotter where I live than where I was going to college, just almost ever. So be quiet. You don't know what hot is. And I mean, I won't not say I know what hot is because I don't live in a desert. Thank gosh. I could not imagine. But then also when they complained about rain, I'm like, are you kidding? Do you not know about California fires? You're from SoCal for some of them. I was like, you need rain. You get a fire every summer. Where do you think the water to fight that fire comes from? I'm just like, but long-term planning. Come on, let's go. Oh, frustrated. So if you haven't seen the graphics for this, there were a number of them that different people created because they're not all from the same source. Again, this is not an official holiday. It's a bit like the whole woman's equal pay day. It changes every year depending on, you know, sort of what happened last year or what we're doing now. So when does a woman on average equal the same amount that the man made last year is woman's equal pay day. Earth Overshoot Day is okay. By this point, we've used up more resources than our planet makes in a year. Great. And by great, I mean not great. But hopefully, I don't even know if we could change that. And even if we all did change right away, like today, I don't know that you'd see the effects of that for a while. So it's just like awesome, cheerful. Again, lots of, if not freaking out, sort of doomsdaying prediction happening on social media. So yeah, bright and happy there. So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. To get onto a slightly more happier topic, there have been numerous reports lately about different new social media features that'll be coming out soon. And some of these are actually very interesting, so I thought we should talk about them. So Facebook, both Facebook and Instagram have added a new feature, which sort of, it times you, but it doesn't time you. It's not a timer per se. It shows you how many minutes you've spent using the social media platform, app, network, the social media, whatever it is, each given day, and actually has a tool to remind you to log off after you've hit a limit that you yourself can set. So if you're like, I don't want to spend any more than half an hour on Facebook each day, you can set that limit. And then when you reach it, Facebook will not automatically log you off, but will say, hey, you know, just a reminder, you yourself said, so maybe you want to log off. And I'm just like, where was this tool when I was in college? Because I feel like I spent a lot of time on Facebook instead of doing things I should have been doing, like studying or sleeping. Just, seriously, you're several years too late. I'm a little upset. And now that I've actually, you know, gotten into the better habit of not spending so much time on Facebook, I have better Facebook control over myself. I'm just like, yeah, just nothing happens when I want it to happen. It's the story of my life. But anyways, there's other features. Twitter, for example, not having the same feature, a different feature for Twitter, is going to start displaying related hashtags for trending topics, which I really love. And again, I'm like, why did this take so long? Because I really find that, especially when something's trending, I'm like, okay, so, oh, and I'm sure that, you know, what else is talking about this? How would I know how to find it? Like, I kind of start guessing around of similar related words that I may or may not know what actually are. And I'm just like, I have to guess, you know, what's related to this and the way people are using it. So like, for example, just most recently with the Kiki challenge or the In My Feelings challenge, it goes by both names. A, I don't know how that even became what it became, because I've seen the original, the video that Shiggy did, and I don't think he's dancing in front of a car. He seems to be dancing slightly in the street, like whoever's filming him was standing on the sidewalk and he went a bit out into the street to be filmed, and you can see cars driving behind him, but I don't think he himself like hopped out of a car to do that dance. So I'm not sure how that became the challenge, was let me put my car in neutral and hop out and dance to this. I was like, don't do that. Please. Do not do that. That's not safe. Why? Why? Especially since that's not even in the original video. Why? I'm just very upset about that. I'm just like, don't, why hop out of the car? You're just kind of asking for trouble at that point. But if I was, you know, seeing the whatever trending and then wanted to be like, oh, okay, so this is, I want to know more information about this, or, oh, this seems like that thing I can't remember, as tends to happen at the worst moments. I'm just like, what goes along with this word? I don't know. Like, give me a hint. How can I figure out ways to find other things that didn't necessarily use that specific hashtag, but are talking about the same thing? So if I, you know, only saw it as hashtag Kiki challenge or hashtag In My Feelings challenge and wanted to see other ones, but it didn't tell me that, you know, hey, there's also this other term that's being used for it, I'd be like, so yeah, so I just have to rely on my deductive hashtag detective skills, but they're not that great. I am most definitely not the Sherlock Holmes of hashtagging. I'm not even sure what that would look like, but it would not look like me. Let's just say that. Back to Instagram. Instagram is currently working on a feature that will allow users to select specific countries to show their stories to. And at first I was just like, why would you? I mean, if someone wants to see your story, why are you specifically like, oh, person who's not from this country, you can't see it. But I think this is more so for like business people and branding or whatever. Like, hey, I have this thing about a product that's only available in this certain area, or an ad that's only in a certain language that therefore only impacts certain countries. Okay, I can see why, you know, people would have wanted that feature for a while to be like, why am I going to put this ad that's in, I'm going to pick Hindi. Why don't I put this ad that's in Hindi that can go to every country in the world when clearly a good number of them are not going to understand what the heck is going on at all because they don't speak Hindi, even though a lot of people do. It's just like, yeah, that's not helpful. So being able to sort of filter, I guess, who your stories go to would actually be pretty cool. And we talked about this a while ago, and it's still currently in the works, but I'm interested to see how this will play out, is Facebook Dating, which seems to be the name that we're going with here. This is Facebook is going to start their own dating app feature. I'm not even sure what to call it. Online dating, their own online dating service or whatever. As far as I know, there's no current plans to charge for it. It will use, you know, the idea is that because Facebook has so much info about the users, it should be really good at finding people who have very similar, you know, likes and stuff. Be like, hey, you and this person, you have a 70% match. I have no idea that this is how Facebook's like algorithm will think about it. But you'd be like, 70% of the time, you actually seem to like a lot of the same stuff. You might make a good couple in that way that you're, you know, if you have a matchmaker sort of friend would be like, you and he both really like Game of Thrones. You should go out sometime. Be like, okay. But hopefully, you know, better than just, hey, you like the same TV show. But it's very interesting. It's currently evidently being tested right now, but only internally. It's not like out for the public to see. And they're working not only on what that part of Facebook will look like when you go to it, but also on the info for it, because it had been previously thought, since Facebook, you know, in general has so much information about its users, that was sort of what got it into trouble. Well, hey, it should use that information for good. With great power comes great responsibility to make matches, make romantic couplings, I'm not quite sure. But now it seems from things that have been sort of leaked about this current internal testing that the user themselves might have to put in a lot of this info, that it wouldn't be drawing it necessarily from your Facebook profile, which on the one hand is like, cool, yes, let me have more control over what I'm putting out there. But on the other hand, it's like, but you mean I have to put all this in all again? Just like, wasn't this the whole point of why we should all be excited that Facebook was doing this, is because Facebook already has it, and so they would be, I have to go through and enter all my interests and likes, and oh, that just sounds kind of tiring. Like, beyond the, hey, you don't, you know, there's no current plans to charge for this, that sounds exactly like a lot of other dating things, and I'm just like, both the charging and the I have to answer a gazillion questions things have kind of, you know, limited me to the point that I have not tried them yet, because I'm just like, yeah, but dating's already complicated. I get exhausted just thinking about dating. I don't want to also think about having to answer a bunch of questions to then, you know, get matched up with someone who's not actually going to be like a good match. Like, you need to have like a really, really good first time match percentage, like high 90s. And I'd be like, okay. Otherwise, I'm just like, I'm too tired just even thinking about it. I'm going to not be on my computer. I'm going to go lay down in my bed and read, or something. I'm going to do something else that doesn't kind of make me want to cry. Yeah. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I seem to be on a sort of two steps forward, one step back sort of thing with the topics here, in that I kind of end on a low note and then come back to a really high note and then somehow end on a low note. So today, we definitely need to end on a high note. So I really quite like this next story, especially since I ended the previous segment talking about Facebook dating and then talking about the somewhat miseries of dating. So to end on a happier note involving that, there was a tweet by a Twitter user, Hattie Gladwell, who asked people to retweet or quote her tweet saying what some non-romantic things their partner had done that sort of really reminded you of how much you love them. And I just love the answers to this. Partly because A, I'm like, look, even though that's not typical romancy of, you know, candlelight dinners and flowers and candy, whatever, I definitely want a partner who would do that. That feels like romance. That's clearly showing that your partner loves you. And isn't that technically romance? But also just because some of the responses were so wonderfully sweet to the point that I'm like, I think I've read like romance stories that have, you know, the swoony hero or whatever doing very similar things. Like, it's the little things. It's not the, oh, I'm clearly making the, especially when you have, oh man, clearly saying too much about my reading habits. But especially when you have in some of those, like the hero who would have a hard time actually saying the words I love you, but has to show it through his actions. So it's clearly all of these little wonderful caring things that you didn't even think he noticed. But not only does he notice, he totally pays attention to and will get, like, you know, almost ridiculously angry about if it's just for something really silly. Like if it's, oh, she only likes one type of drink or whatever and they're out, it'd be like really upset about it. I have to go to six different places before. It's like, I love you. Just marry me. Like that sort of sweet thing. So to end on a high note, I thought I'd go through some of them that I just absolutely love. So there were things like, never assumes I'm making dinner and is always appreciative when I do, which, yes. I mean, there are some couples who definitely, you know, set down. And I think I might have to do that of like, hey, I don't cook. So my partner might have to always make dinner. That might just have to be an assumption. But if it's, we both could do it, why do you assume I would? Love that. There's also offers to brush my hair because it's a nightmare and dives for my inhaler before I even get out a full cough. Love you, whoever you are, person who does that. Yes. Someone else responded that their partner always waits outside the house for me to come home, even if I have my keys, makes me eggs, carries my tea up the stairs because I'm clumsy, and calls my bum Betsy. And I'm just like all over with that one. I'm like, on the one hand, that is really sweet. Almost ridiculously adorable. It's like, I have my keys, I can get in the house, but you will wait for me no matter what. Great. But then also calls my bum Betsy. It's like, okay. If my partner did have a name for my bum, I'm not sure I'd tweet it out, but okay. There, someone else wrote, my partner always knows when I need a break from walking and finds an excuse for us to sit down so I don't feel embarrassed about not having any stamina just now without ever mentioning it. He always treats me like I'm not sick, and that's the best. Yes. Yes, it is. Seriously, I find myself, as I was, you know, could not help myself from reading down multiple replies, just being like, I am very envious and I kind of want to steal your partner and or marry them. Multiple people just like, but that one, oh, and that one sounds so sweet. Oh, and he sounds wonderful. And what, can I have one? I want one too. Others wrote, he slows down how fast he eats so that we finish our meals together. I eat very slowly and get anxious about being the last one still eating dinner. That would have to be a sweet thing I'd do for my partner, because I eat kind of fast to the point that my family gets annoyed. But I might slow down for a really sweet partner who would, you know, pretend for some other reason that we need to sit down than admit that it's because I'm tired. He checks for traffic online when I'm in a hurry and tells me the best route to take. Even though he isn't a fan of dancing, he knows how much I love dancing, so he will take me to community dances, dance with me to every slow song, and when my eyes light up for a fast one, he brings me on the floor. Even though I get shy about it, he makes me feel beautiful. Aww. I can already tell that some listeners are just like, what's with all the gushy stuff? But it's sweet, and I feel I need a reminder that, you know, human beings can be sweet. A, sometimes for no reason, but B, because they love you, and that whole thing of love overcoming, you know, just even the annoyingness of everyday life. Just like, it's the little things that count. In the same way, you know, it's not the gift, it's the thought that counts. It's the, you have this thought to the point that you have all these little things you do for me, most definitely counts for me. And then my two favorites. He wakes me up when he thinks I'm having nightmares and talks me down from whatever weird effed up dream I've been having and doesn't really get into a deep sleep until about 2 a.m. to make sure I'm okay. I feel that's like truly love, because sleep, I feel, is one of those things a lot of people will not give up. If you've got, never mind even a partner, but just a friend who's like, you're in trouble at, you know, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever, and they don't have to be up till like 8, but is willing to come out and help you with whatever, that is a good friend, partner, whatever they are to you. That is wonderful, because it's hard to get people to, you know, give up sleep. Sleep is something we all need, and most of us don't get enough of, and so hoard very jealously. That is clearly love right there. Also, my favorite one. Especially because I host also the Health and Wellness podcast, so I feel I would possibly need a partner who would do this. My boyfriend goes on every single crazy diet I go on. No carbs, not eating for 3 days under the guise of fasting, quick, no meat, no carbs again. He's the best. Yes. Yes, he is. Just, I totally agree with whoever wrote that. That would be really hard for me, and that's, I think, a problem that a lot of people who change their eating or exercise or whatever habits find, is it's just them. But if you have a partner or a spouse or kids in the house and they're not following this new eating regime that you're under, that can sort of, you know, and probably unintentionally sabotage your efforts. And so then it makes it feel even more impossible. And so someone who, without needing to, is willing, like, you know what, I will also help you go through this crazy whatever, enter diet here. I'm just like, oh, you could possibly see like cartoon hearts coming out of my eyes if you could see me right now. I would just be like, oh, I love you. Oh, this is very cheesy and romantic, but oh. And on that, because I clearly need to get off of my, you know, romance novel, cartoon, whatever little, not even soapbox, dream cushion I'm on right now, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmc.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.